there's a video doing the rounds on YouTube.
So today I'm going to tell him our experiment, Bicep 2, based at South Pole, has found the smoking gun evidence of inflation.
This guy is an assistant professor of physics at Stanford University in America. He's off to visit one of the founding fathers of inflation theory. More on that in a moment.
He has no idea that I'm coming.
So he knocks on the door. He's basically delivering the news to this scientist that his theory has been proved correct.
Oh, what? Hi.
So I have a surprise for you.
Wow.
It's Phi Sigma at 0.2.
Discovery.
Yes.
You should see this guy's face. His wife is bowled over as well.
What? Can you repeat it?
Phi Sigma, as clear as day, are at 0.2.
They crack open the champagne. This is a big moment. Five Sigma at 0.2 nonetheless. What are they talking about? Well, let's start with the Big Bang. It's the theory that nearly 14 billion years ago, the universe emerged from a teeny tiny dense space and expanded outwards incredibly quickly. It's still expanding today. But the theory always had a few flaws. Calculations and observations didn't quite add up. So along came a new theory to tidy everything up. Inflation theory. Hang on.
BBC sound effect.
Hi. I'm covering inflation theory and you've given me a ka-ching sound effect, but it's not to do with economics. I just need some dramatic music or something.
No problem.
Okay, along came a new theory. Inflation theory. Inflation is the bang bit of the Big Bang. Imagine, we've got front row seats at the creation of the universe. The universe is smaller than an atom. It starts expanding. And a millionth of 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 a second later, inflation happens. Now, inflation was a brief moment of extreme expansion, where the universe exploded outwards to become the size of a marble. And for billions of years, that marble's continued to expand into the universe we're familiar with today. This applause was recorded yesterday. That's the sound of scientists clapping at new evidence recorded by a telescope on the South Pole, which has been looking at microwave light from the early universe. It's observed the imprint of inflation on the cosmic microwave background. And the cosmic microwave background is like the afterglow of the Big Bang. Dr. Chris North is from the Cardiff University School of Physics and Astronomy. Chris, did I get all that right?
I think that sounds pretty accurate.
Wow.
This is the first evidence we've got of that inflation did in fact take place. We're awaiting confirmation from other experiments to prove that this is indeed true.
Our understanding of the universe has some way to go yet, but make no mistake, this discovery has made waves, gravitational waves, right across the world's scientific community.